When the Kesis HaSofer Simen Tezayin Seif Dalet. Yesh oy dvarim shenagu behem HaSoferim. There are other things that the Soferim have a minig to do. K'may she'atiku ish mipi ish, which is a tradition handed down through the generations. K'may, for instance, ba'osias hagdolos, they write large letters, ba'haktanos, small letters, nekudos, there are words that have dats on top of them, v'hamashunos, and interesting tzuros. The kol elu l'mitzvah, all of these things are only l'mitzvah, v'im shina loy posal, however, if they're not done or they're done differently, that it would not be a psul in the Sefer Torah. V'yizor b'nekudos, and when making the dats on top of the letters, one needs to be careful, shaloy tehe behen tzuras yud, that it should not form its own tzuras ha'ois, it shouldn't be a tzura of a yud, which would be the most common, oy echad mishar gilmei oisias, or any other form of a letter. That's from the Tshuvas HaRamah, because he says that then you'll have a letter between the lines, and a letter between the lines is not going to be kosher. Says the Lishkas HaSofer, Sifkotin Hei, Hagadolos, large letters, Kosaf B'Sof Sefer B'nei Yoyne, B'Kuntres Ma'orei Or, says at the end of the Sefer B'nei Yoyne, in the Kuntres Ma'orei Or, B'Beis de Bereshis, regarding the letter Beis of the word Bereshis, V'zeh L'shoinai. Beis Rabosi, B'zoihar, Mashma, Shesrach Ha'odif, Oile, K'tzas, L'mala, Mishivu Yashura, Miseder Shar Ho'osius, V'chein B'shar Ho'osius, Hagdolos, Adkan L'shoinai. So B'nai Yoyne tells us that we see, we see in the Zohar that the extra thickness of a large letter should rise up above the shura. In other words, when making an Isra Basi, so part of the Rosh should be above the Sirtut, and part of the Ois should be on the Sirtut, and part of the Ois should be below the Sirtut, which is how you make the other Isis. Sivkotin Vav, Ahanakudais, Kosavat Taz, Besav Simon Reshay and Al, Vizela Shine. Ordinarily, it seems to me, Besav Torah Sheinla Nakudais, if you have a Sefer Torah that does not have Nakudais, Ruuyais, Liyos al Eze Mekoymos, Kagoin, al Ayesara, Ay Beshar Mekoymos, She'en Lifsol Milikros Behach Sefer Torah. Even if the Isis Nekudos are not Nekudos, they're just regular Isis, and the Nekudos are missing, nevertheless, it's not going to passel the Sefer Torah for Kriyas HaTorah. Ubesefer B'nei Yoyne, Bekitzer Sham, the B'nai Yoyne has a long version and a short version. So in the short version, Kosav, Shetzarech lo yiyon, he's not so sure about this Taz. I'm sorry, he's not so sure, B'zeh, about this Inyan, regarding missing Nekudos. V'chein Kosvu Mishmoy B'sefer Shari Ephraim, that it's a Tzarech Iyon regarding the Kashrus of letters that don't have the Nekudos. V'tmihani al Kulam, and Elishka says, I don't know what any of them are talking about. Shalei Nizkiru Sheken Kosvu Lehed Yeharama, they all left out a mafurish Rama and Shulchan Aruch b'sayf simin reish ayin hey v'zeh l'shoinai. The Rama writes v'yesh oy dvarim v'chulei v'hanekudais. One of the things that the Rama mentions is oisius nekudais, and then he says v'kol elu advarim l'mitzvah. All these things are only l'chatchila for a mitzvah. V'im shina loy pasal, and if the sefer is meshane, so it's not going to pasal the sefer Torah. So the Kesis says he doesn't know what the whole suffix is over here. For whom he loshen ator, and he got it from the tour. V'cheinu b'Rambam, and it's in the Rambam as well, in Perek Zayin Halacha Ches, where it says, V'yizor ba'isis hagdolos, ba'isis haktanos, ba'isis hanekudos. You have to be careful with all of these kinds of isis. U'v'halacha tes, kasav, kol elu hadvarim le'nemru el le'mitzvah. All these things are only le'mitzvah min ha'muchar. V'imshina, B'tikun zeh, hare zeh sefer kosher adkan l'shoinei. He says that if one was meshana in all these things, the sefer Torah is still going to be kosher. Now you have to be careful when writing the oisius, also regarding the oisius hameshunais, says the lishkok, goyen pein halafufin v'oisius ha'akumais v'afuchais, regarding. This is referring to keeping the tradition regarding the pei lefufa, which is a double pei, a pei within a pei, and oisius akumais v'ha'afuchais, meaning slanted letters and backward letters and so forth. V'chein kasev v'sefer B'nei Yaina, Yizaru HaSeifrim Shekisha Oisen, HaOisiyas HaMashunais, the Seifrim should be careful when they're making these interesting letters, Shelo Yishanu HaOis Mitzurasei Al Yedei Kach, that they should not create a Shinei Tzura, Rak Yasu HaTagim HaKumim HaHem B'chud HaKulmus. He should not be Mishana the Tzuras Ois. Rather, when making the Tagim, he should make the Tagim with the tip of the kulmus, shiyu dakim kuchot asaira, so as not to cause a shinei tzura. V'loy kamayelu sha'oislin b'kol oivei ha'kulmus, that they make tagim with the full thickness of the kulmus, ad sheha'ois mishtanis mitzurasa, until an ois mamish changes its tzura, which definitely would be the case. Ela ha'kol b'yishiv adas, v'haskola, everything should be done with yishiv adas and thought out properly. Seif hey, yesh seifrim medaktikim lichtev b'koshmoy b'reish ha'amud. There are seifrim that are medaktik to write the letters b'koshmoy, beis and yud and hey, shin mem vav, on the top of particular amudim. What does this mean? Pirush, beis de b'reishis, the beis of b'reishis should be the first letter on the column. Yud, Yehuda Atta, the yud of Yehuda Atta should be the first letter on the column. Hey, habayim acharehem, in Parashas Peshalach, which is before the Shira, Shin of Shemar Lecha in Parashas Kisisa, V'yesh Oimrim, it's not that Shin, rather it's Shnei HaSeirim Goyra Lois in Achrei Mois. V'yesh Oimrim, Shemar V'shamata, says three Shitas in the Shin. The third one is in Re'eh, Mem of Matoivu. V'yesh Oimrim, Moitzis Vasecha, no, it's not Matoivu, the Mem, rather it's Moitzis Vasecha, which is in Parashas Kiseitze, and the Vav, finally, of Bekosh Shemoi, the vav is va'idabam. U'b'di'evad im loy kosvan kain enim akiv. B'di'evad, if the sefer did not write the sefer Torah in this fashion, it's not going to be makiv. Avol ma shenogu k'tzas lichtav b'roish kol omud vav. But this minig that developed that the sefer write the letter vav as the first letter on each column, the koyin oisei vavay amudim, and they even gave it a fancy name, of Vavei Amudim, Yesh Levatel, one should be Mevatel this Minig, Shaloi Lases Kain, and the Seferim should not do it. Kimitoich Kach, because if they do it, Baim Lidei Kilkol, they're going to come to create a Kilkol, Shemarchivin Umekatsrim Oisius, Shaloi Kedos, they're going to be stretching letters when they should not be stretching letters, and squashing letters when they should not be squashing letters. Vafilu Misha Yucha Lechavin, and even if somebody knows how to do it properly, somebody knows how to create a tikkun without stretching and squashing oisius. Nevertheless, he shouldn't do it. Why not? If he knows how to arrange it properly, what's the problem? The reason is, because that's going to cause other people to mess up. Even if he is super talented and he does know how to arrange the columns, but other people are not quite as talented as he is, and they're not going to be successful. And it's going to cause more problems than it will resolve. Says the Lishka in Seif Koton Ches, the Yud of Yehuda Atta. The Yud of Bekoshmoy is the Yud of Yehuda Atta. Hashach, b'simenai in Reisha in Gimel, sifkot in Hei, kasa v'zela shayne. There's a shach that says the following. B'koshmai, the Heim, what are the B'koshmai? Beis de Bereshis, it's the Beis of Bereshis. Yud of Yoiducha Achecha. Shin of Shemar Lecha, v'yesh oisim shim shayftim v'shaytrim. So the shach gives a fourth shin possibility. Ad kan l'shayne. V'tema, the Kesa says this is a Pella. Why? Sharei Bagois Maimini Kvar Kosav Dilashitas Haramam Yavshalaymer came. Because the Hagois Maimini already said that according to the Rambam, this is impossible. That Yeducha Achecha should be the first words on the column. Why is it impossible? Sharei Parshas Yehuda Atta, who parsha psucha, because that parsha is a parsha psucha. V'i efsher liyos yeducha b'roish shita. You can't possibly have the words of Yehuda, you can't have the words of Yeducha at the beginning of the lines. In other words, the words Yeducha Achecha, which come after the words Yehuda Yale. So how in the world, if the words Yeducha Achecha are coming after the words Yehuda Yale, how can the words Yeducha Achecha be at the beginning of the line if Yehuda Yale has to be at the beginning of the line because it's a Parsha Psucha? Mechein Shaiftim, and the same thing with Parsha Shaiftim. E Efshe Liyas Bireishita can't possibly be at the beginning of a line, Kevan Shehi Parsha Stuma, which the Rambam says always starts at the middle of a line. V'hine Gam, V'hine Das HaNoyegin Kein. So what's the pshat in those who do it? I'm not sure, I may have skipped the line, we'll say it again. V'chein Shaiftim, the same thing with Parsha Shaiftim. E Efshe Liyas Bireishita, it can't possibly be at the beginning of the line, Kevan Shehi Parsha Stuma, because the Parsha Stuma, and the Parsha Stuma always starts in the middle of the line, according to the Rambam. V'hine Das HaNoyegin Kein. So what's the pshat in those who say that the words Shaiftim, V'shaitrim, and Yeducha Achecha should be at the beginning of the line? How could it be at the beginning of the column? V'hine Das HaNoyegin Kein Shehevi Sham, so the only way that you could get out of this is if you say that they made the Tzuras HaParshias like the Rosh. And according to the Rosh, so you can have Parshias Stumos starting at the beginning of the line. So that would solve the problem if they did the Parshias like the Rosh. But according to us, the Nehaginan Kaharambam, that we are noyeg like the Rambam, leimishkachas lehu, so such a thing would not ever come up. Sifkaten tes, yesh levatel, ken kosav behagob mordchai, shaharam kosav, mashenagu asayfrim lichtoiv, vavayam udim. The Marami Rattenberg says that regarding this minig of Vav Yamudim B'Sefer Torah, having a Vav starting the first column, the first letter of each column, B'Sefer Torah B'Megillah, Yayasher Cheli, if I was the boss, Avat Linu, I would get rid of this minig. V'chulei, D'mitoich Kach Bo'em L'Dei Kilkul, V'chulei Ad Kan L'Shoine, because again, this causes more harm than it causes good. V'chein B'Agoyis Maimini, Kara Oysam Seferim Burim. The Agoyis Maimini calls these Seferim, he calls them Burim. V'hinei Ka'es, Nidpas Tikon Seferim Me'achocham, Kvoid Me'reinu Arav Yehuda Pisa. Now they just put out, says the Keses, the Lishka, that they just put out a new Tikon from Rabbi Yehuda Pisa, Karu Ezras HaSefer, which is called Ezras HaSefer, V'hereb Charifosai, Lahaskil Kol Amud Bivav, and he showed how sharp he was, that he was able to start every Amud with a Vav, Ubehakta Mosai, and in his introduction, Misnatzel Es Atzmai, he apologizes, so to speak, Midivrei Agoyis Maimini, Va'omer, Shehu Lo Hirchiv Lo Kitzer Bavur Zeh, that he didn't Chas V'Shalom play around with the words at all. He left everything exactly the way it was. Again, Ubehakta Mosai, Misnatzel Es Atzmai, Midivrei Agoyis Maimini, and Al Va'omer, Shehu Lo Hirchiv Lo Kitzer Bavur Zeh, and he said that he was not, that he didn't stretch any letters. And I'm sorry to say, says the Lishka, that is not the case. In many places, he wants to be marchiv, he's marchiv. He wants to be makatzer, he's makatzer. V'gam tekef b'amad harishon, and on the very first page, Nira Shehirchiv Shura HaTachtoina Avor Havav Shalvaya. So you can see that even on the first page, he already was Marchiv Oisius Vain Masha Kosavnu Oid Pesimin Yud Gimel Sivkot and Vav. Where over there, he talks about the amount of lines that is preferable on a Sefer Torah. And he brings over there that it should be 48 lines and not like Rabbi Yehuda Pisa, who made it 42 lines in his fancy tikkun. Seif Vav, Sefer Torah HaMenukad Posel. A Sefer Torah that has nekudos is posel. Why? Mishum dekayim alon yesh aim lemesayra. Because we hold that there is a tradition, there is a mesayra in how handed down and how to translate the words of the Torah. V'kevan shemenukud, and since there are nekudas there in the Sefer Torah, ein kan ela mikra. So all you have now is the text, but you don't have the tradition of how to translate the text. V'afilu heisiru mimenu hanikud, and even if the nekudas are removed, mikol makom posel, it's still going to be posel. So the question obviously is, why should it be posel once it's removed? The answer is, kevan shenira kavanas ha-sefer shaloi ha-yachayshish le-mesayra. Since we see that the person who wrote it, he was not chayshish for the Messiah. He didn't believe in the tradition, ela le-mikra. He just knew the text, that this is the text. U-l-shem zeh kosva. He wrote the text without having in mind that there's something called a Messiah. V'havei kemezuyef mitoichai. It's mamish. It's like a forged document. Azayzak the Taz. But what if you already had a Sefer Torah that was written behechsher? And then afterwards you made nekudos, oisimane tamim, or the trup. So then mahani behen greda. So then you can scrape them out. K'may b'shar toyos, like by any other mistake. Azoy zakta be'eslachim Yehuda, as well as the night of Yehuda. V'chein Sefer Torah. Similarly, if you have a Sefer Torah, sheyesh by pisuk psukim. Pisuk psukim is that there were those that had a minig, that between the psukim they would leave more space than regular, bidyoi, or you left not space, more space than regular, but rather you made actually a period at the end of each pasuk. Pasul, that would be pasul. Mihu, however, yesh aimrim de bazeh, yesh takana ligroid. If somebody made a period at the end of each pasuk, he can erase it. Afim nasim mitchilat kach, even if it was like that from the very beginning. In other words, this that we said before, that if from the beginning you made nekudos, even if one will erase it, the Sefer Torah is still going to be pasul, that's only by regular nekudos. But if it's a period at the end of the psukim, that the Taz says you could erase. V'yeshayimim degam bazeh, ein takana. And there are those that say that even a period at the end of a pasuk would not be able to be fixed afterwards, as Isaac the Bnei Yoina. In Sif Zayin, the Kesis mentions what I mentioned a moment ago. L'chatchila ein laniach hefzik bein pasuk l'pasuk. One should not adopt this minig of having space between the psukim, yoisimi bein teva l'teva, more than between words. In other words, there were those that used to have X amount of space between words and more space between the psukim. So you shouldn't do that. Afilo avir cholok b'loidiyoy, even if it's just blank space, there's nothing there at all. Ach b'diyevid, however, b'diyevid kol she'ein bay kishir parsha ksheira. As long as he didn't leave as much space as a shir parsha would require, it's going to be kosher. And there are those that, like we said, that have this minig, even lechatchila. Kesa says you don't have to yell at them, you don't have to make them stop. They have what to rely on. Even though they have what to rely on, even if one is going to leave extra space, but one should just leave, like let's say, an ice and a third, or an ice and a half. But one should not leave 2 letters worth of space. Kiladasa Rabbeinu Tam ze shir stuma. Rabbeinu Tam holds that 2 isias already is a shir parsha stuma. Ayin beis Yezu simen, ayin reish hey. Azai bring the melech shamayim. So Mela, even if somebody's going to leave a little bit of extra space, he should only leave a little bit of extra space, but not as much as 2 isias.